You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Straight up, he was in Okinawa performing. So you know he's got to be a legit guy, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, who else goes to Okinawa? Yeah, that's what I say. Anywho, a very good morning to you. Mike McNamara in for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio here on your home for it. The All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning wherever you're at. So far, I've had a great morning so far. Yeah, it hasn't even started. Well, it started kind of a while ago. So the guy who I think is the quintessential model for Marine officers to follow is General Tony Zinni. United States Marine Corps retired. And I say that his career has spanned from joining the Marine Corps to two tours in Vietnam to he then mostly we were at peace, right? So he then rises to the rank of general in the Marine Corps, 4-star type. And he then becomes Clinton's special envoy to the Middle East. Yeah, how about that? So he does that. He's now been redrafted. And he's very outspoken because he was commander of CENTCOM. When the United States went to go to war with Iraq, he was probably the most renowned, outspoken critic that I can recall. They didn't have a political agenda in the whole thing. I think he served as a model for, in terms of dissent, for other, officers in the military, what you should do, how you should do it, and what your responsibility is. So, anywho, he is an Iwo Jima guy. That's right. So, maybe over the weekend, I sent him an email, and I said, hey, sir, in the next week, would you have time to come on and talk about Iwo Jima? Because he's an Iwo Jima geek. But he was CO of 9th Marines, right? So that means he was regimental commander on Okinawa. And his buddy, General Van Riper, he talks about going to Iwo Jima with General Van Riper and being able to go through the caves and stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. I'm hating on that right now. Because I've never been. And so, I got an email, woke up, checked my email this morning about 4:30. AC Zinni. Yes. And look, Wentz, get ready for the no. And he says, sure, I can come on Friday. Yes. So, Friday. That's right. The Burning Bush himself. A.C. Zinni. Anthony Zinni from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So, fired up about that. Yeah, so my morning already off to a fun on a good foot. Scott Como is going to join us in the second half of an interview that we did. Okay. The if you haven't listened to it, I think anybody who you know, thinks about the Marine Corps and understands the Marine Corps' role and mission to the nation looks at it with a little bit of a head scratcher in terms of, right, for years and years, right, our trade has been forced entry from the sea. Okay, now what happens in a world where even when we owned modern munitions, as lethal as they are, even when we owned everything during Desert Storm, the amphibious element was used as a deceptive piece because they weren't confident that they could clear the beaches so that Marines could get ashore. Now, the Marine Corps since then, okay, so that's Desert Storm. So in the last 70 years, there's been one amphibious landing, and that was at Incheon. And that was a good one, too. Now, you can argue that, you know, Incheon maybe proves a point in that it was a point where they thought that nobody could come ashore because of the tides at the bay at Incheon. And the tides were so dramatic. They went from mud flats to, I can't remember how high the water got when the tide came in, but it was significant, right? So anyhow, so maybe there's something to be said there that, yeah, normally traffic beaches, not going to happen, right? So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to find something smaller, something that they don't think you can come through, and then you're going to have to land and build up really quickly in a place that they don't really expect you to be. So that might be a footnote. But the thing that trumps all that now is the lethality of modern-day missiles, right? So if you put a lot of people on boats and you try to get them close to somebody, how do you do that now? Unless you have complete mastery of the air and whatnot. So then, if that's the case, and then the other issue is, if you pay attention to budgets and things like that, and if you've been in the Marine Corps, the state of the amphibious Navy, that the Navy does not seem to be very, very keen to keep up. If you've worked operations at all, it's a tremendous concern getting amphibious platforms because when they're not deployed, they tend to be broken. That's a statement of fact. And they're dwindling in numbers. And the Navy at every turn seems to want to give them up. So even the stupid among us would scratch their head and say, so what does this mean for the Marine Corps' role in the national defense strategy? So anyway, a week ago, Scott Como came on to talk about an article that he and a group of officers wrote together. And I know him, so I called him and asked him if he would be on to talk about it. He said he would. And the article is entitled, "Not Yet Openly at War, But Still Mostly at Peace, Exploit the Opportunity to Become the 21st Century Force That Our Nation Needs." So, anyhow, let me, we got through about three-fifths of the, of it. So, if you look at the way the article is broken down, it's a pretty long article, too. I want to say it's 20 pages, something like that, in the Gazette, or in the Gazette's digital space. You can find it there. One is opportunity. Opportunity level in context and background. Number two, amphibious paradigm that no longer solves the right problem. Number three, the U.S. Marine Corps big idea theory based on the 2018 National Defense Strategy Intent and Global Operating Model. Yeah, we're talking egghead stuff here. Number four, the new USMC big idea in practice. Number five, top eight actions required to implement the big idea. And then They have 6, which is a Q&A. But since I'll be doing the Q&A, that is not important to you. So we got kind of probably most of the way through part 3. So we'll summarize when it comes on here in about 19 minutes. We'll summarize the first 3 parts, and then we'll get into part 4 and 5. And then we'll ask questions of him. So that's what's going on today. So Scott Cuomo coming up here in a few minutes. So let me get the show rolling. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official. Good morning to you. This is dedicated to I don't have a dedication today. So this is just dedicated to everybody who listens. Whoops, that's not even supposed to be dedicated. This is dedicated to everybody who listens.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, time to check the weather in Marineland, because that's what we do right now. All right, cloudy and 42 in Quantico. It is partly sunny and 55 at Camp Lejeune. Holy smokes. Cloudy and 54 in Granbury, Texas. Sunny and 41 in 29 Palms. Cloudy and 40 Camp Pendleton. Okinawa's dark cloudy and 66. In the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, it is dark cloudy and 67. They've warmed up. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, they've warmed up a little bit. It is clear, dark, and 52. In the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is foggy and 48. Looking for a high of 63, though. Pretty excited about that. That's right. Going to get 64 tomorrow. Unbelievable. All right, that's a look at the weather. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check some news headlines around the Marine Corps, around the DOD, and then Scott Como, Lieutenant Colonel type, United States Marine Corps, will join us at the bottom of the hour. So don't touch that dial. Interesting stuff. The future of the Marine Corps, where is it? More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
All right, let me get through a few headlines today before we get to the bottom of the hour. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Cuomo. All right, we talked yesterday. Mysterious fire at this battalion CP at 1-6. Yeah, our investigators are on that. We'll wait for a report in about 9 months after somebody files a Freedom of Information Act request. Also, judge rules male-only military draft is unconstitutional, but no changes are imminent. That's right. You want to know why? Because it would upset a lot of female activists. So nobody's going to rock the boat on that deal, right? Except a small group of shit-disturbing men. Also, few kind of interesting stories. 58 former national security officials to rebuke Trump's emergency declaration. Let's see if they have any names in here. Former official statement against Trump's February 15th declaration was first reported by the Washington Post. Statement is expected to be entered into the congressional record on Monday to bolster lawsuits, blah, 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 blah. There is no factual basis for the declaration of a national emergency, reads the statement. Let's see. Do they mention any name? I see no name. Okay. Hey, if I was Trump, I'd do it. That's right. Just like Theodore Roosevelt. If everything in this country that had to be done waited for Congress to do it, exactly. This is right. So Vladimir Putin, doctor, doing his Dr. Evil impersonation, right? Because you know, right, with the size of, he's got an economy that's like 6% of the economy of the United States. Okay, so we all know he's faking it, right? Everybody knows he's faking it, but he fakes it better than anybody. And he's got nukes, right, that are probably leaking and breaking, and most of them won't fly. But he's got a couple. They publish their target list, okay? And I don't know, the Arctic guys, they always get upset about, there's a thing called the target list, and there's a thing called the list of targets, right? And grunts can never keep it straight, and the Arctic guys go crazy for it. I'm not sure why. Anyway, but they have a hit list that somehow or other got published, right, on one of their nightly news shows. They used a map of the United States to point out the targets Russia would go after in a nuclear war. Some of them are obvious. The Pentagon, Camp David. They are also going after defunct military bases. Fort Ritchie in Maryland, closed in 1998. McClellan Air Force Base, outside of Sacramento, hasn't been used since 2001. Jim Creek, a Navy communications base in Washington State, also listed as potential targets, all closed. All right. Anyway, it's just funny, right? You can't, the thing about the United States backing out of that treaty is it means that Russia will have to devote more capital, right? And the Russians have the same problem the Chinese have, and that is hard currency to do these things. Okay, so anyhow, Putin doing his Dr. Evil impersonation. It is straight up humorous, right? Also, a congressman who's an officer in the Air Guard came back from his deployment to the border, and he now backs Trump's emergency declaration. Illinois, unlike the 40 or however many. Former national security people. Illinois Representative Adam Kinzinger, a lieutenant colonel in the Air National Guard, is back from a two-week deployment flying surveillance missions over the Arizona border, and he experienced shored up his support for President Donald Trump's national security declaration. I went down there. He says. Undecided. And then he said this on CBS, Face the Nation, on Sunday. I think if there was just an issue of immigration, it would constitute a national emergency. But what I saw was really disturbing, he said. Look, I wish this would have happened a different way. I voted for comprehensive immigration reform. I think Republican, the Democrat, both have good ideas on immigration. And what he does is he pilots what's called an RC-26, which is an ISR, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance aircraft. And he tackled the mission from an apolitical point of view, right, trading his congressional pin for his flight helmet, right? Said he flew missions in which he helped interdict 70 pounds of methamphetamines at a border from a border crosser, also helped identify a woman who had been abandoned in the desert by human traffickers known as coyotes. She had actually not been found by us. I don't know if she'd been able to find her way home. So, yeah, she got picked up by the Border Patrol. She's going to be deported, but that was a better option for her than being one of the 200 at least bodies they end up finding in the desert every year. Anyway, so an interesting little story about the mission on the border. We are going to take a quick break. Scott Como is set to join us. We'll continue our interview. We started with him last week, so don't touch that dial. Really interesting stuff about the future of the Marine Corps. So, more of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.